In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all that call upon you. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, and hear me. For I am poor and I am needy. Amen. Pray thee that your grace may always go before and follow after us, and make us continually to be given to good works and strong faith in Christ. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of the altar. Now together. Where is this written? The holy evangelist Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul the Apostle writes thus. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 32. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Ephesians chapter 3. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you would even think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus through all the ages, world without end. Amen. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Is my mic working? Can you hear?
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
This morning's Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. And it came to pass the day after that Jesus went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city were with her. And he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And then he came and touched the bier, and they that bore him stood still. And then Jesus said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And then Jesus delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet is risen among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all of Judea and throughout all the region round about. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scripture and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is preparation for death. And it's based upon our gospel lesson. And I would like to read one verse from that lesson. And then Jesus said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. So far, please be seated. This morning's gospel tells us two things. One is quite common. The other is very uncommon. The first is taking a corpse to the burial ground. This was nothing new at Nain, nor is it anything new to us. We all know that we must someday die. The uncommon occurrence is that this particular corpse did not, at least for this time, reach its final resting place. At the city gates, mourners were met by one who could halt that funeral procession. And then he touched the stretcher on which the corpse was being carried. And he said to that dead body, Young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. What had begun as a procession of sadness was now turned into one of joy. For he that was dead was now alive. And the people were filled with amazement. And they asked, Who was this man that could restore the dead back to life again? Well, we know who this man is. He is the one of whom St. John writes, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yes, we all must die. And there is only one who can save us in death from death. And we should do well to keep these two facts in mind. This morning's gospel teaches us a number of lessons. And one of these concerns preparation for death. The fear of death is common. It's common to all. Let a person be fearless in all situations, but in the presence of death, there is always fear, perhaps fear of the unknown. Death is such a terrible thing because it is a punishment pronounced by God upon rebellious people. Death, however, did not originate with God. Absolutely not. It came into this world through our disobedient parents, Adam and Eve, when they gave in to the voice of the tempter and they sinned against God's commandment. Through sin, death came into this world. Death is now in this world, and no skill, no power of man can change it and never will change it. The real question then is not how to do away with death, because we can't, but how to meet it properly. To be prepared for death, we must remember it does exist. It's going to happen. We've heard it said, if we live right, things will be able to turn out right. Well, that sounds very good, but the problem is this, it is not true. To have lived a good life is all well and good, but the best life cannot justify. We are told the wages of sin is death, and we are all sinners and deserving of death. Before him, we are all unclean. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. Another righteousness than ours is essential. We must be able to say of him who met and conquered death at the gate of Nain, Thy blood and righteousness, my beauty, are my glorious dress. In other words, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins. What Jesus did at Nain indicates clearly that he came to deliver us from death, both the fear of death, the fear of temporal death, and the terror of eternal death. The entire deliverance which Jesus came to accomplish centers in the taking away of sins. When sin is removed, death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its victory. Christ, therefore, took on himself our sins. Dying on the cross, he suffered the punishment pronounced on them and made full satisfaction for them, every single sin. The fact that this atonement was sufficient is made very clear from the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the grave, victory over sin, over death, and over hell. And now his victory is ours, because he was our substitute. St. Paul says there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Because where there is faith in Christ, there is the forgiveness of sins. And where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is eternal life in heaven. This is the Christian faith. In this faith, we can face everything, knowing, though we must die, we will live again with Christ and all of the faithful that have gone before us. Only this faith prepares us for death. Only this faith prepares us for heaven. By faith, we look upon death as a doorway into a new and better life. You know that hymn, "I'm but a stranger here, heaven is my home." We should always be prepared, because we do not know whether we shall see this evening sunset or the dawn of tomorrow. It is for this time, and perhaps our last struggle, that we should now be getting ready. It's going to happen. And above all else, let us put on the whole armor of God, taking on the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Let us recall the wonderful words that Jesus spoke to Martha at the grave of Lazarus. "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." We should not only remember them, but also lean upon them with all of our faith, so that when our Lord asks, "Do you believe this?" we can answer with joy, "Yes, Lord, you have the words of eternal life." And so shall we ever be with the Lord. May God grant this to each and every one of us through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
for our communicants, but first we have a couple of prayers. One is for Roger Temple Jr. Is he still having surgery?
Tuesday.
Okay. He's having some surgery Tuesday, so let's call upon the good Lord to guide and direct the doctors. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Roger Temple Jr., who is going to have surgery this coming week. We pray that the surgery be successful, that the doctors do what they're supposed to do, and that the recovery be as quickly and as comfortable as possible. Give him the assurance that you're with him at all times, guiding the hands of the surgeons, but especially give him the confidence that you are with him because of his faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that there is nothing to fear, not even death itself. Also on behalf of Carol Ingerett, whose husband was laid to rest yesterday at the funeral, we pray that you give her the strength, the comfort that is necessary to go through a situation like this. It's not easy for anyone. We do thank you for sustaining them in the solid faith that both have in our Savior Jesus Christ. We ask that you protect her and guide her in whatever decisions that she will be making over the next few months especially. So we turn Roger and Carol over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands, they are in yours, and nothing shall ever separate them from your love. We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. that you prepare for us the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a heavenly table where we shall eat the eternal manna and drink the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. For the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
He is right, so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost, our one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Body, blood, strength, and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good night, dear. Good night. Good night. This is the true body. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good night, dear. Good night.
Take and drink. This is the true love.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ. The very blood that was shed, for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy is good forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of your mercy that you would strengthen us in the same faith toward thee and fervent love to one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.